researchers are thinking that treating hearing loss could be key to significantly reducing the risk of dementia. You're working in a similar field with cochlear implants. Can you explain your work a little?
So, just to give you an idea of the impact of hearing loss on our population, the fastest growing age group are those aged 60 plus, and the number of those people by 2050 is estimated to be 2 billion people worldwide. And we have an ageing population across the whole world. And hearing loss affects people as they age. So, for instance, over 50% of people in the age of 60 to 70 years will have a hearing loss. That increases to over 70 in the 70-year-old people. And it's around 80% of people who have a hearing loss when they're aged 80 plus. So this affects an enormous amount of people. So, and it also takes a lot of government funds to care for the elderly. So at the moment, it's estimated that 25% of the federal government's budget is allocated to aged care. And by 2050, with that large increase in our elderly population, it's expected to reach 50%. It's also known that Frank Lin's work has shown that there's a 30 to 40% risk of increased in dementia if you have a hearing loss. And also, hearing loss is rated as the third most problematic condition after chronic pain and restricted physical activity. So hearing loss is a big problem, and it's also now been linked to dementia. So what we're going to do, what we've actually started doing, we have some funding from the Australian Research Council, and we're going to run a study looking at the group of people who are most affected by hearing loss and therefore most likely to develop dementia. And those are people with severe to profound hearing loss. And the only treatment for them is a cochlear implant. So hearing aids are not powerful enough to give them hearing. And a cochlear implant bypasses much of the ear's mechanism and directly stimulates the auditory nerve to give people hearing. So what we're going to do is take 350 people who are eligible to have a cochlear implant, and we're going to follow them over the course of 5 years and look at very closely and carefully, using some of the most recent computerised testing, look at their cognitive function, look at their quality of life and their overall health. We're going to screen those people for a genetic allele that causes dementia so that we know whether that's going to be a factor. And we're going to see what happens to them and see whether helping them by giving them some hearing is going to decrease the expected rate of dementia.
Do we know why there is that link between hearing loss and dementia, or is that what your research is planning to uncover?
We're certainly wanting to be able to shed some light on the link between hearing loss and dementia. But the fact is that despite all the money and the research into dementia, nobody knows what causes dementia. So all we know at the moment is that everybody who has dementia has a build-up of a particular protein in their brain. We don't know whether that is the cause of it or whether that is a byproduct. And so there are a couple of theories. And one theory is that both hearing loss and dementia are caused by the same neuropathic or ageing process. So some biological process that is going on is making people lose their hearing and at the same time become demented. Or there's another theory that the effects of hearing loss, so if you have a significant hearing loss, you're going to have communication problems. You're going to lose your confidence. It's going to be too difficult to talk to people. People with a significant hearing loss become isolated. They become lonely. They become depressed. And they also are not stimulated because they're not interacting with anybody. So there's also a theory that if you don't use those faculties, then things atrophy. And there's also a theory that depression is actually a risk factor for dementia. There are a couple of studies that have shown things like having a limited social network with a hearing loss increased dementia risk by about 60%, and conversely, having a high level of social engagement decreased the risk of cognitive decline by 91%. So we don't know what causes dementia, and we don't really know what's going to happen, but it's my expectation that giving people hearing, either through a cochlear implant or a hearing aid, is going to at least remediate those issues of difficulty of communication and social isolation, and that has got to have some sort of a positive effect.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just that this is actually both the hearing aid study being conducted in America and the cochlear implant study that we're doing at University of Melbourne are world first studies. So we'll be in a position to contribute the first evidence on the impact of remediating hearing loss on rates of cognitive decline.
Well, good luck with that, and thanks for your time today, Julia.
Thank you.